Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the 3.1 million Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 100,000 listeners in over 60 countries. Today's shows will be really incredible because during the first hour from about 2:15 to 2:45, I'll be interviewing a lady named Judy Kelly from Southern California. Judy, in my opinion, is one of the best psychics I've ever met. She's in touch with the Ascended Masters, including Hilarion, the Ascended Master of Healing, Angel Gabriel, as well as Mikos and others from the Hollow Earth. In 2005, she channeled Mikos at a huge psychic festival in New York City. She was also hired previously by NBC as a psychic for the documentary on Atlantis and the Bermuda Triangle. She's an incredible lady, and I think you'll find her really interesting. At the end of that hour, from 2:45 to 3 o'clock, I'll be bringing in Jerry Bedlington, who will be calling on all of his angels to heal Fukushima and get rid of the radiation, not only in Japan, but also across the Pacific and around the world. And I've been asked to do this repeatedly on my show by the Galactic Alliance, who said that they need our energy and good thoughts and prayers to help them clean up the radiation as well. During the second hour, I'll be bringing in my good friend Simon Parks and Wynne Keach live from the United Kingdom to talk about their new exchange and barter system. We'll be bringing them on at the beginning of the 3 o'clock hour for about 10 minutes. And then I'll be interviewing a wonderful psychic named Nora Harold. For over 20 years, she's been in direct contact with the Pleiadians, Lyrians, and Lemurians. And she's an amazing lady who will be giving messages live and on the air directly from the Pleiadians, Lyrians, and Lemurians. The entire planet is moving faster and faster into the higher dimensions. And I know her messages will contain much love, light, and wisdom for the entire planet. I hope you can listen. I want to thank everyone so much for their donations and support, especially my good friends Faison and Shirley in Florida, Jan Rossini in Honda, California, Anita in Dublin, Ireland, my good friend Marco in Helsinki, Finland, Emma Louise and Jan Eric in Norway, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Washington, Darren in Olympia, Washington, and my good friend Rod Shastri in Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a much better place. I also want to thank the many sponsors of the show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage in Tacoma and the wonderful Ryan Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience of over 100,000 listeners in over 60 countries for your goods and services. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better place. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol for designing my website and providing wonderful support. My friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto and Mrs. Emoto of the wonderful Emoto Peace Project and Emoto Office in Tokyo, Japan, and my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show and my angelic and earthly family and everyone here at KKNW. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the Donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. My accuracy rate's very high. And if you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States on my cell phone anytime at 509-750-9793 or toll free at 1-888-879-8339 in the United States and Canada. Out of This World Television is now broadcasting three times a week on Comcast Channel 22 here in Puget Sound on Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m., Wednesdays 1:30 p.m., and Saturdays at 7 p.m. These programs are available on Comcast Channel 22, and they're also available on YouTube under either TED or Theater Mar or Out of This World. With that, I'd like to ask everyone listening today to please send lots of love and light to Michiko's mother, Masako, who suffered a stroke recently. I also would like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to my good friend, Orion, who has been diagnosed with throat cancer, but I just heard yesterday that his cancer is receding, and it's on his way. He's on the way to his recovery. So I know that your love and prayers are really helping him. If you could send him some good thoughts, that would be wonderful. And also to to Marco's mother, Luisa, in Helsinki, who suffered a stroke recently, and my friend Wally in the Olympia area. My book on messages from the Masters, Cosmic Messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Mahatma Gandhi, and Dr. Emoto, as well as the Galactic Alliance, is done. It's in the final stages of preparation before it gets published, hopefully by this summer. And I'll let you know as soon as it's published. The book will be all about humanity's bright future and messages from these beautiful masters. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for my Galactic Wisdom Conference that was held in Olympia, Washington, here in the United States, in March, a couple of months ago. Because of the success, I'll be having another one on March 9, 10, and 11, 2018, at the same location at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, Washington. And I'll be bringing in some of the world's best psychics, healers, and UFO people. Simon Parks will be coming will be giving a presentation at the conference, and I have some other incredible people coming as well. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com or just send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com. I also wanted to tell everyone about some wonderful new events that will be coming up for those of you in Scandinavia. From May 25th to the 28th, in a beautiful little town called Villa Aurora, about 100 kilometers west of Helsinki, Finland, there's a really beautiful spiritual conference in a place happening there. And if you can go, it would be wonderful. You'll meet some incredible people. Michiko Hayashi is going there from the Emoto Peace Project to give her lecture on messages from water on Dr. Emoto's work, as well as Jagrila Gardenia from the beautiful Dhammanur spiritual community will be there as well. She'll be giving a presentation on how plants can produce music. It's pretty amazing, the things that they've done at Dhammanur. Well, they'll also be having some wonderful musicians there too. And if you can go, please visit their website at www.villa-aurora.fi. Also, next month, from June 22nd to the 27th, I'll be taking a group of people to Mount Shasta, which is the root chakra of planet Earth. It's located about 323 miles from San Francisco. It has so many powerful energy vortexes, and it's an amazing place. Last year, I took a group of people to Mount Shasta, where six people actually physically visited Telos and Shambhala, the ancient Lemurian cities beneath the mountain. Other people actually met people from Telos on the mountain. Several were taken aboard benevolent UFOs from the Hollow Earth. Others interacted with Adama and Saint Germain. And still others interacted with Sasquatch. Everyone had a wonderful time. And if you'd like to go, please send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com or call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. The cost is $200 for the spiritual trip, but if you're a student or a senior over 62, the cost is 50% less, only $100. And if you'd like to go, please contact me. Then I wanted to mention at the end of August, or toward the end of August, on August 18th, 19th, and 20th in the beautiful Dominican Republic, there will be a Peace and Light conference with some of the world's best psychic, spiritualists, and UFO people. When I attended last year's conference in the Dominican Republic, it was the best conference I ever attended, and I hope you can come. Their website is www.paxluxmundi.com. That's paxluxmundi.com. And with that, I'd like to bring in Judy Kelly from Southern California. And Judy, hi, how are you today?
I'm great. It's really wonderful to be here, and it's really delightful to touch all the hearts of all of you. Thank you for being here as well.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad you could come on today. With this, because the planet is entering a new dimension, a higher dimension, I'd like, Eric, could you please play Aquarius from the fifth dimension just for the first minute, and then we'll start with your interview.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Eric, for playing that. Well, Judy, I wanted to start off your wonderful interview today with that song because you have so many beautiful messages. And, you know, when I spoke to you earlier this week, you gave me more information in about 15 minutes than I've gotten in several years. I mean, it was just amazing. And that's why I don't say this lightly. You are one of the best psychics I've ever met. And I'm so happy to have you on today.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. It's my pleasure.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I wanted to ask you, the entire planet is shifting now into the higher dimensions, and you also, in addition to the inner Earth or the hollow Earth, you're also connected with many ascended masters. Is that right? I remember
Yes.
That's what you said.
I've been working with them since I was 3 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Ascended masters and the angels.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm sure my listeners would, and I would also love to hear some messages from them for humanity and how we can make this world a better place.
Well, standing front and center is Maitreya. I don't know if you know who Maitreya is. He's the world teacher.
Uh-huh.
And for those of you that might want to consider getting his handprint, there's an organization called Share International.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look, the gentleman's name is Benjamin Cream. And Maitreya had his hand on a lady's bathroom mirror, and they cleaned it off. And she came back the next morning, and it was bigger and more vibrant than before. And so they photographed it.
Beautiful.
And so you can get a hand of Maitreya. I have a wallet-sized one in my wallet. And
beautiful.
You can put your right hand on it. You can feel Maitreya. It's a beautiful way to connect to this particular being. But he's standing here front and center, so I want to share with you what he's saying.
Okay, thank you.
At this illustrious time, when you feel like you're on a roller coaster and you're not sure if you're coming or going, enjoy that feeling because you're part of the yin and yang of life. And in the swirling of all of the energy that is coming on the planet, you were in your perfect place at your perfect time and under the most enlightened energy fields of your own wisdom. As you breathe, you touch the cosmos with your heart, and the cosmos hugs you back and says, "Ah, I know you well." Mm-hmm. In this time, put your hand on your heart and know that you're home. Home is in your heart, always. You're never from home. You're never far away from home. You may think you are, but you're not.
Mm.
I am sometimes called the world teacher, but I must tell you that the world is my teacher and that you can learn anything and come to awareness of anything if you clue in and touch and tune into nature. The different shifts we're going through are glorious, wonderful shifts that are bringing us back home to who we are. And in this moment, you are the breath of God and Goddess and all that is. Celebrate that. Be grateful that you're here. I'm grateful you're here. We couldn't have the world without you. You were meant to bring your piece of the puzzle to this glorious mosaic of life. And know that there's no way that you can ever, ever not be who you are in your heart. So take a moment and feel the beauty of who you are. And know that I'm standing right there with you, in front of you, in this moment, putting my hand on your heart and saying, "Welcome home." Please call on me in any way in which I can be of service to you. And like a big brother, I will come and put my arm around you. And we will put our heads together and our hearts together, and we will have an adventure. I am Maitreya, and you have my eternal love.
Well, that's that's really powerful.
I never know what's going to come out of my mouth. I love some of the ways he describes having the world be his teacher. What a beautiful. I mean, it's the truth, but you don't think of it that way.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I know your time's limited today, Judy. So at the end of the hour, I've invited. I'd like to do some prayers for Fukushima, and I've invited an angel healer to bring in too. So these airwaves are going to get quite crowded with all these angels here and ascended masters.
And what is the person's name?
Jerry Bedlington. I'll be bringing him in about a half hour. I know you're toward the end of this hour.
Okay.
And.
Is he and I doing a prayer together, or is he doing his prayer after I leave?
No. It would be nice if you could. I know you've got till about 2:45. If you can stay on, I'd love to have you both do a prayer together.
I would love to do that
for Fukushima.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's still a mess, and I received a message from the Galactic Alliance 2 years ago to ask people to send love and light and their good thoughts and prayers to Fukushima, because it does help the Galactics clean up the radiation over there. As you know, Fukushima is taboo in the American media. It's not mentioned. And the governments, I think many governments feel helpless. They don't know what to do. So, but I know that we're all powerful spiritual beings, Judy. And I know with our good thoughts and love, we can make a difference, a good difference.
Kuan Yin is saying that if you just see the word Fukushima in heart, in pink heart, you just shifted it.
Really? Beautiful.
That's what she's just saying. She's
beautiful.
Saying if you just see the word Fukushima in heart, that means your intention is to feel the heart energy of it. It will start to balance it.
Beautiful. 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 Well, my goodness. Well, when we spoke a couple days ago, Judy, you had brought in some ascended masters.
Yes.
And could you talk a little bit about that? That was just amazing. It was an incredible experience for me. I was really unprepared.
You know, I channel sometimes up to 19 hours a day,
uh-huh.
and I'm not attached. That's probably the biggest difference. I work exclusively with the I Am presence of your soul.
Uh-huh.
Which is the highest wisdom of your being. That's the part of you that's pure divinity. And I work with a sacred heart. And your sacred heart is your high heart. You have three hearts. You have your human heart when you're in human form. You have your chakra heart when you're in form. But we're also living lives at every form of life. And we're living all of our lives now. So we're living lives as water and wind and air and trees and bugs and meadows and mountain ranges and star brothers and sisters and, you know, planets and moons and suns and flowers and earth. We're living as every form of life. And when you recognize that, then you give yourself permission to see all of life as a part of you. And that is ascension in a nutshell.
Beautiful.
It's coming home to who you are in your heart, not out here. So the different ascended masters that I work with and the different archangels, and many times beings come forth that I've never channeled before quite often, and I don't know very much about them, but I honor whatever they're giving me. And then afterward, I look it up on the internet, and I'm shocked how perfectly their message was for whatever the circumstance was that I was channeling it for.
Beautiful.
So it's quite fun. it's quite fun because I never know what I'm going to say.
So
I'm just surprised as the person who's hearing it.
You had said that before that in my dream state that I visit the ancient library of Alexandria.
Yes, Prothologos. What's beautiful about that library, you know, Diane Robbins has written 5 books, and they're some of the most powerful and important books to read.
Right.
Because all the words are encoded.
Oh, beautiful.
So, you you know, she doesn't have her ego attached. So you're getting the pure transmission from the being that's speaking directly to your heart, from their heart. And it downloads, activates, and initiates whatever honors you. And then if you read the book 3 years later, it will download, activate, and initiate you perfectly 3 years from now, whatever you're ready for. So her third book, Hollow Earth, is about the library pathologos. And there's a head librarian named Mikos. And what's beautiful about that library is anything that you want to know the truth for, you can go to the library pathologos and just tell your I am presence before you go to sleep at night, I want to research the truth about XYZ.
Beautiful.
And yourself will take you there, and you will have the truth presented to you.
Beautiful.
And one of the things they have are live little theaters in little sections where everybody sits around.
Wow.
And you actually see the actual beings that were part of history showing you in front of you exactly what did happen and the way it happened.
For example, go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So pardon me to interrupt, but for example, I channeled President Kennedy, and I've written a book now on messages from him and other masters for humanity.
Yes.
And so what I probably should do maybe tonight would be ask to be meditate and ask to go into the library to actually see the assassination and all the characters.
That would be
interesting. Yeah, I'd like to do that.
And, you know, one of the things that I was given an opportunity to do was when Ted Kennedy passed,
right.
I had two dear friends that contacted me and said, Ted Kennedy has a message for you.
Ah.
And he wants you to speak for him. And I did. And I was quite amazed at what he shared.
Wow.
And then he said, I'm also here for my brother.
Oh,
and he said, there's a project that my brother needs your assistance with. And that was John Kennedy.
Oh, beautiful.
And I worked with him for a week putting into place what he asked me to do.
Beautiful.
So it's wonderful that they're still involved. They're still here. They still care. It's a great gift that we have. And I think it's delightful that you're taking it into the next step over John Kennedy. I think that's wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I've been working on the book actually for several years, and my spirit friends have been after me to finish it, so I did, finally. I finally got it done. They're all clapping now.
They can nudge in their own little way. They can.
But one thing I wanted to ask you, this is just incredible. On the trip, I'm taking a group of people down to Mount Shasta, June 22nd to the 27th, and we'll be meeting Diane Robbins on the 23rd.
Oh, that is such a blessing.
If
you can see her, just being in her presence, it'll bubble you in delight all over because she's such an innocently beautiful being.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you'll be able to meet her, talk to her, ask her questions. I enjoy her so much. I remember when I met her a couple of years ago, and it was just like an eye-opening experience. I was down in Mount Shasta. I was attending a conference there, I think in August of 2015. And I love bookstores. I love going to bookstores and just seeing what books are there. And I ran across her books. And then I asked the owner there, I said, well, is she live here? And they said, oh, yes, I'll get you her number. So I called her and I was talking to her a couple hours later, but she's an amazing lady, just an amazing, amazing person.
You know, Diane is one of those that we're blessed because she's got more books than her. We're blessed because she's a pure channel. She truly gives it to you the way she's energetically receiving it.
Right.
And that is such a beautiful gift.
Right.
It's the way I work as well. And it's just a lovely, lovely thing when you can feel the pure heart and the truth from your heart to theirs. You just know. You can feel it. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I want to tell you that the purpose of my show is to raise consciousness and make this world a better place. And I'd like to open the doors now, with your help, to bring in any ascended masters who'd like to come in and give my audience worldwide any beautiful messages.
Okay. First of all, there's a being standing right in front of me who is a Dharma.
Oh, wonderful.
It's the high priest of Telos. He's in a really beautiful white robe It's got gold and it's got some turquoise in it, which is really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. My precious heart. It is I, Adama, and I come this day to bring you some good news. I have tears in my eyes many days as I watch over each of you, and I see the illumination of who you are coming closer and closer to the surface as I see the veil lifting more and more and more. And I feel my heart swell in pride as I'm so deeply touched at your commitment and your dedication and your persistence of truly doing whatever it is you are so guided to do to allow all to wake up and remember who they are. And I see some of you really struggling, and I want to lift you by the chin and hold you in my arm and say, please be kind to yourself. Please be patient with yourself. There is no need to rush. There's no need to push. There's no need to worry. There's no need to feel as though I just have to keep going. Instead, come from that place in your heart that chooses to create joyfully. And then the struggle leaves. And you can create anything joyfully. And when you create joyfully from your heart, all of life benefits. The flowers sing more fully. The trees are more alive in the wind. The earth laughs and flowers. And the ground actually tickles Mother Earth as you walk on her. Joy is the key to the fifth dimensional frequency from this point on. So make that your mantra. I am joy. And I am joy living and expressing through every joyful part of my being, the light of the world. And come from that place of accepting all of you joyfully. You are perfect creations of divinity, regardless of how you look at yourself. And I look at all of you like a whole world of jewels. And I see you all sparkling and shimmering and glowing in your own way. And it takes my breath away. And I send you tears of gratitude because I am so grateful that you truly are here and you're sharing your beautiful heart now. I am extending my hand to yours as you sleep tonight. And I am knocking on your heart of awareness to ask you to escort me and let me show you another part of you and another place that you call home. And come to our beloved fellow and break bread with us and laugh with the water and delight in smelling the flowers and feel the sun on your face. I offer you to come home and let me take you there through my heart, touching your heart. I am Adama, and I love you, each and every one of you. I am Benjamin Franklin. And it is really a complete surprise to me that I am scrolling through this conversation and just want to say that life really does get better with awareness. Don't ever be afraid of your own power. Allow yourself to be brilliant. Allow yourself to explore your creativity. And let it all be okay to be different in the world. Celebrate your uniqueness. You bring a gift that only you can bring. I am Benjamin Franklin, and I am your friend.
Thank you, Mr. Franklin.
I am Gandhi, and I come today in this moment to spread the peace with all of you. I ask you to come to that place of peace and calm in your heart and know that all is well, regardless of how it appears. If you come from your heart in the center and feel at peace with you, then it reverberates all the heart, and we cover the world in peace and love. I ask you from the depth of my heart to make peace your priority. I am Gandhi, and I would be more than happy to touch any of your hearts and bring peace. That is what I am doing now. I am offering for me to touch your heart in peace.
I can feel him. Thank you so much, Mr. Gandhi.
Well, here we go, Ted.
You know, the entire studio is lit up in white light. I have to ask you this, because I do channel President Kennedy, but I'd also love to have, if you don't mind, bringing him in as well, if it's all right.
President Kennedy wants to say anything?
Yes.
John Kennedy? Okay,
yes.
Here we go. Of course I want to talk. Of course. It's the natural feeling of anybody who's been a leader. You're a natural born talker. Of course I want to talk. Let me first express my gratitude to you, Ted, for the illumination way in which you are approaching a very tough subject. And I want you to know that you have my stamp of approval, because you are a pure heart, and I know you will give it your best. I have no concerns about your project.
Thank you.
But I do want to say, you don't have to try so hard. As you're running in a meadow, I am speaking to your heart. As you are listening to the birds sing, I am speaking to your heart. I would rather come to you when you are flowing in joy than when you are in consternation trying hard to concentrate.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I come on the wind of love, and I want you to first and more foremost honor you by being happy and create from a happy heart whatever you think would be most useful to share about me and my life.
All right.
I want people to know that I cherished being a president, and I felt deeply honored that this country gave me the opportunity to do that. And even though people consider my life was cut short, it was perfect. It was perfect. And I am here still assisting in the background all those that truly honor the democracy and the well-being and the freedom of all citizens in all the ways that truly matter. Do not ever accept limitation in any way, shape, or form. There's always a way to expand beyond it if it is the truth. I am John Kennedy, and I am so grateful that you are here and I had a chance to speak to you.
Thank you so much, President Kennedy. Can I ask for one more?
Yeah.
I have a lot to ask.
You can.
And I've contacted him as well, but he's usually pretty busy. And I don't want to interrupt him too much, but if we could have a few minutes of his time. It's Nostradamus back in the 16th century, France.
Okay. I've never channeled Nostradamus, but here we go.
Thank you.
No, he's laughing. He's saying you have, but you don't remember. I am what is called the all-seer of all-knowing. It's a pretty fancy title, but it kind of does reflect what my intention was in that lifetime. I really did have an opportunity to be an all-seer, and it's a unique feeling to see events that are potential, that are coming, and not be able to judge the closeness or the farthness or the intenseness or the lightness. You just get an image and you kind of go from there. There are many things that I have said that I'm happy to say change. And there are many things that I did share that came to pass. What my predictions present to you, my dear friends, is never accept what somebody else tells you. Have the wisdom to listen to your own heart and listen to the inner voice that speaks to you for you. There is never anybody that can predict what you're going to experience but you. So when these predictions come out, whether it be by me or anybody else, lightheartedly approach them and know that you have thousands of potentials for tomorrow. And in this heightened frequency of love that we are stepping into as we expand ourselves into our mastery, the sky's the limit as to the potential that we are creating and to live. So my key to you today of wisdom is listen to your own self. Listen to your own little seer inside and acknowledge what truthfully aligns with you. Ultimately, you are your own authority. I am Nostradamus. And I am very happy that I had a chance to give this message.
Merci beaucoup, Mr. Nostradamus. Wow, that's amazing.
So can I take a minute and just talk about Diane's 5 books?
Yes, of course. I'm getting lost in the
Diane
messages. Yes.
Has 5 books that she's written. Mm-hmm. The first is called Cetacean.
Right.
The second is called Telos. Mm-hmm. And that's the Lemurians that went inside Mount Shasta. There were other civilizations living inside the Earth.
Sure.
And they created 5 levels of living. Mm-hmm. And they've been living there for more than 12,500 years.
Wow. Amazing.
And then Hollow Earth is about the library pathologos. And head librarian is Miko. And her 4th book is Tree Talk. And what main people may or may not know is that the trees are part of the Galactic Command.
Beautiful.
And that they go in the inner Earth and they attend classes at the Library of Pathologos, just like you do, a couple times a week. And then her 5th book is Messages from the Crystal Kingdom. And what's so fun about that book is not only do you get the profound wisdom of the crystals, because remember, we're transmuting back into being fully crystalline,
right,
as we were in Atlantis and Lemuria.
Beautiful.
But also, there's all these other beings that speak to you that are real. There's Peter Pan and Wendy and Tinkerbell. Mm. There's the mermaids and the mermen. And there's the unicorns, and there's the trolls, and there's the fairies, and there's the undines. And there's all these beautiful beings that speak to you through her fifth book. So whether you get them in ebook form or whether you get them in soft cover, they're gorgeous books, absolutely gorgeous books. But they're easy reading for anybody because she's speaking the truth and your heart feels it.
They are beautiful books, and I've got them all, and I've read them, and I'm going to reread them now because of your beautiful message that each time you read them, you get a new message.
Yes, that's just
it's no wonder I've got those books right next to my bed.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I just subconsciously put them there because I'd like to refer to them, open them up and read them from time to time. And
can I tell your reader and your listeners a little trick?
Sure.
You take your left hand, which is your hand of receiving. The left side of your body is your feminine side, and that's your side of receiving. And the right side of your body is your side of sending, and mm-hmm. that's your masculine side.
Mm-hmm.
You can take your left hand and put it on anything. You can put it on a crystal. You can put it on a book. You can put it on a computer screen and ask your higher self to extract whatever would honor you. And you will start feel your hand tingling however you receive energy, and you will be downloading from whatever that is the gift for you. It's a very fun thing to do.
Beautiful.
So if there's a real big book that you don't want to read, but you want the information from it, mm-hmm. put your hand on it, tell your I am presence you're open to extract whatever would truly honor you, and allow your hand to tingle until it stops. And once it stops, whether it's buzzing or whether it's getting hot or whether it's energy, when it stops, then it's finished, and you've gotten everything from that you can get.
Well, thank you. What a beautiful suggestion. That's really nice. Thank you, Judy, for
you're welcome.
For saying
you can put your hand on a tree and tell the tree, please share with me the gift of your wisdom, and the tree will download it into you.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And you could put your hand on, for example, on the beach of an ocean.
Absolutely.
And you could ask for the wisdom of the ocean or wisdom of the beach or wisdom
yes,
of the
yes.
rocks.
Just put your hand in the water. Or put your hand on the sand. Can you imagine what each grain of sand would have to share with you? It would be astronomical. We don't think about those things. But every form of life is pure divinity.
Wow.
That's why I talk to a table and have just as a profound conversation as I can, no offense, Gandhi, mm-hmm. as with Gandhi, because you're speaking to the same divine intelligence in every mm-hmm. form of life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Judy, are you doing anything on March 9th, 10th, and 11th next year? That's a leading question.
I probably am breathing, Ted.
Well, if you want, I'd love to have you participate in my conference up here next year. Or if you want to come up, I cover you coming up, expenses, of course, but... If you're busy, you could always do a Skype session too.
Well,
but
thank you for the invitation, and if you send it to me in an email form, we'll converse. But I'm very touched that you would be kind enough to consider adding me. Thank you very much. That's a lovely suggestion.
Absolutely, my pleasure. And with that, I'd like to bring in my good friend Jerry Bedlington. He's an angel healer. And I also got the message that you should connect with each other because you work with angels, and both of you are working on the same side. So, and I thought that it would be good to have you both bring in some angels and masters to help clean up Fukushima. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Ted. You bet.
Hi, Jerry. This is Jerry Bedlington of Angel Team Healing. This is Judy Kelly, a wonderful
psychic. Jerry.
Hey, hi, Judy. How are you doing?
From one part to another, my little wings are fluttering.
Oh, no. Too cool. Okay, great.
Jerry's been on my show before. He does wonderful. He brings in teams of angels to help people with different situations. And I asked him today to come in and to join you, if you don't mind.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I also work with teams of angels, so we're right on the same page here.
Okay, good. On the same page.
This studio is getting awfully crowded right now in the spiritual world.
Now, I know that aside from everything, Sanat Kumar is here, And Sanat Kumara is the god of planet Earth. So who more appropriate to be here than Sanat Kumara?
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. I wanted to, before we start, I'd like, Eric, if you could, there's a beautiful song by a lady named Kanika Moyer. She's a Hado instructor in Los Angeles, and she commissioned this song for Fukushima. And I'd like to play just the first couple of minutes of it and then before we start. It's a very beautiful song.
Okay.
That is such a beautiful song. I could listen to that all day, but I wanted to get on to our prayers, but I wanted to start off with that. And Judy and Jerry, I'd love to have you take it away with your angel teams for Fukushima.
You bet.
Okay.
You guys give me
go
all
ahead,
teams.
Jerry.
Hi, guys. Go ahead, Judy.
I will add as you go. You take it. Go ahead.
I want to take it. Got it. Guys, that Tez brought us in today and you request some support for Fukushima. Let's go ahead and engage it. Engage. Guys, the ocean, wherever the ocean is polluted, let's go ahead and engage. Get ready to change it out, guys. Give me some teams in here. We're going to change the ocean field out and put a brand new field back in. As we engage the radiation of that ocean, neutralize it in peace and joy and love. Switch it out, guys. Give me a count of 15 on it. Switch it out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, 14, 15. Guys, put a neon field in there of love and grace and gratitude for all the waters. Count 10 on that, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Guys, the five reactors, envelope them up again. Make sure that we neutralize the radiation. Put love and grace and gratitude on each of these reactors. Give me a count of 10 on that, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Guys, in the nighttime, I want two teams of angels and each person throughout the world. Give them dreams in the nighttime of Fukushima that they're aware of it and that they give prayers also in support to neutralize it out and support all mankind. Give me a count of 15 on that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Ted, how's that looking to you?
Beautiful, beautiful. You've done more in the last 2 minutes than TEPCO has done in 5.5 years to clean up Fukushima's radiation. So that's great.
Yeah,
it's just great. Just so beautiful. And I also would like to share. I've said this before on the show, but it's a very powerful prayer that Dr. Moto used to do. And everyone could please repeat after me 3 times. It's a very simple little prayer. And when you say it, please send lots of love and light to Fukushima and the people of Japan. And it goes something like this. Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
And water, we thank you.
And let's do it twice more. Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And one more time, water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Beautiful. 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 And Judy, I would love to have you bring in your friends.
I would be happy to.
Okay.
I'm asking Sanat Kamara to call in all of his beings that can assist us in this moment. And I want to honor the earth. And I ask Mother Earth to take all the waters of her in all of the world and put them through her heart and cleanse and clear them. And know that as each breath the earth takes, the oceans and the lakes and the streams and the waterfalls and every water on the planet is cleansed in the love of the earth. And I ask Neptune to bring in the sea life and assist the sea life to equally be cleansed and cleared and filled with love. And in this moment, if you would put your hand on your heart and tell the water in your own body, I love you. And as you say, I love you, you say, I love you to all the water in the world. I ask for this to be offered to the I Am Presence of Fukushima. And I ask that anything else be added that would truly honor at this time to love, ease, grace, and joy in the most benevolent outcome. And so it is, beloved we are.
Beautiful, beautiful. I would also, I can feel that. It's such wonderful energy. Thank you so much, Judy, for sharing that. I also would like to, I have a special love tuning fork here. It's set at 528 hertz in its frequency of love. And I've got a very special healing crystal here. I'm going to hit it three times and send love to Fukushima and around the world. Well, this has been really an incredible, incredible time. We've got about 2 minutes left. And Jerry, I'd like to give you a short time to please say anything you like, and then I'll go ahead. Judy, I'll let you wrap up your beautiful interview today. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah. Guys, all the individuals throughout the world, as they pray, I want you to amplify their prayers by 10x. Give me a 10x amplification of prayers at all of Fukushima and for things that they need and support from one another. Give me a count of 15 on that, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. How's that look, Ed?
Beautiful. That is so nice. Thank you so much. That's just perfect.
Okay, great.
Great. And Judy, I'd love to have any final messages from your
Here
friends.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I ask that each person put your hands on your heart and offer for the angelic part of you to come forth and lead the way in your life. And know that all is blessed and all is well, and you are whole, complete, and perfect in this moment and every moment. And so it is, beloved we are.
Beautiful. Wow. Well, this has been an amazing just a really amazing hour. And Jerry, I want to thank you so much for bringing in all your teams of angels and Judy and bringing in the Ascended Masters.
Thank you, Jerry, and thank you, Ted, and thank you to all the listeners. Namaste.
Namaste, my friend. And Jerry, thank you so much for coming in today and bringing your teams of angels, too.
Okay, you bet. Thanks for letting me be there with you, folks.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I send everybody a giggle.
Oh, you did? Oh, how nice. How nice.
May the joy of life be yours forever.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. So we'll finish up this hour with the water, beautiful water song. And please stay tuned for another incredible hour in a few minutes.
You.